Masechtas Arla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah comes to clarify the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we listed six or seven items that the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva held, that those specific items, because of their chashivas, their importance, they're not nullified. And the Mishnah Ches comes to clarify. Ketzad, when is that so? That's only when they're whole, in full condition, so then they have a chashivas. But Nispatu ha'gezim, if the walnuts were cracked open, Nispardu ha'rimainim, if the pomegranates were split in half, Niftichu ha'chavius, if the barrels of wine were open, Nischatchu ha'dluim, if the gourds were cut open, Nisparsu ha'kikaris, if the loaves were broken apart, then all these things, once they're broken up, they lose their chashivas, Yalu b'achad masayim, they will be nullified in 1 to 200 proportions, like regular arla and kilayim. Because in broken form, they don't have that same chashivas, and therefore they can be nullified. Mishnah Tes. Suffolk Arla. If someone has Suffolk Arla, it's questionable whether it came from a tree of Arla or not. For example, he bought it from a non-Jew who owns a field that has both Arla trees and regular trees that have been around for several years. So it depends where it's growing. The Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Usser. He has to treat the Suffolk Arla as potentially Arla, since in Eretz Yisrael, the obligation even for Suffolk Arla is Midaraisa, so Suffolk Daraisa L'Chamra, and it's Usser. Ubisuria, Mutter. In Surya, which is an area outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, it only has status of Eretz Yisrael Midarabanan. So here, Misuffolk, it's only questionable Arla, it's Mutter. He can purchase the fruit. And if it's chutzlaritz, he can even go down to a field that has in that field both arla and non-arla trees, and he can purchase from a non-Jew who has fruit already picked over there, and he can rely on the suffix even in that situation that we see present, that there's arla trees on this field, he can still purchase from things that were picked already. As long as he doesn't see him actually picking it from that field, that's okay for the Jew to rely on the suffix and be lenient in that case in Chutz Laretz. Because in Chutz Laretz, we're more makel because it's only Midar Abana. The Mishnah now talks about kilayim. Karen Natur Yark, there's a vineyard that's planted with vegetables, so there's kilayim growing in this vineyard. However, there's also some areas that have vegetables that are growing according to proper halacha, that are not kalim. The yark nimka chutzalay, and there's vegetables being sold outside of this field. So be'eretz Yisrael, usser, in Eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden, because it's a suffix, but it's midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to be machmer. Surya, in Surya, where it's only midarabanan mutter, it's permitted to buy this suffix kalim. Ubechutzlaritz, and in chutzlaritz, it's even more makel, and even more makel than we had in the previous case of Arla. Here by Kilayim in Chutzlaritz, Yared V'Leikit. He can even go and have the non-Jew pick. Previously by Arlo, he said that in Chutzlaritz he can purchase, Leikeh, he can purchase things that are being sold outside the field. Here it's even more makel. He can tell the non-Jew to go in the field and pick for him vegetables from that field. Ubovad Shula Yolkit Biyad, as long as he doesn't pick it himself with his own hands, because he can't, he'll then see that it's kilayim, he'll be able to see what's kilayim, and that'll be problematic if he picks something that's actually kilayim. The Mishnah continues, Hachadash aser min hatera b'chol makim. Chadash is aser midaraisa everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'arla halacha. Arla is aser with a halacha l'mayshim Sinai, which also is treated as a regular midaraisa. V'kilayim midaraisa seferim. Kalayim is only usher outside of Eretz Yisrael, only Midrash Banan. Hadron Allah, Mesechtas Arla, Mazel Tov.